Ashley, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's take our chances. I wanna take you in the kitchen. Lift up your wedding dress. Someone was probably murdered in. So bourgeoisie to keep waiting. Okay, that was Chateau Lobby number 4 for two in C for Two Virgins by Father John Misty. And today we have a very special episode of Time Warp because we are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Varun Sarabudlo. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm Varun. I'm one of Ashley's hometown friends visiting the area. I'm excited to be here and discuss cool music.
Do you want to talk about what today's episode is focused on?
For sure, yeah. So we are talking about burgeoning relationships, you know, the honeymoon stage, and, you know, the music to describe the feelings you feel. And we'll let the music speak.
For itself? Okay, sounds good. Next up, we have a very interesting song by Weezer. First ever Weezer song played on this show, so that's very exciting. Okay. Maybe you're a little disappointed, but yeah, let's do it.
Number of irrational fears that I'd like to show you. Scott, Tucker, Tucker, babe. I go four, I call your up. Just a fucking show. I just went got my door. Pull it off and I'm gone. Then I go up before. Then I roll up, that roll up. Then I'm calling your up. I'ma pull up in my tongue, hit in a block and I'm bleeding, throwing that rolling on you. I like the way it be freezing. Pick up the phone, baby. I know you're home, baby. It's lit, I'm in the zone, baby. Straight up. I just put up a fall, baby. Yeah, yeah. I'm a party, that it be. Lean like my mother, vanity. Super Bowl ring with me, body be. I stacked it up, now I'm just better living. Got screws in my mouth, I'm just prepping it. I'm packing it out like a reverend. I need all this cash, I got hella kids. I'ma play dumb and get left in the middle. Mad the fuck up, you too little. Hit him with three like a miller. I don't talk to no man in the middle. I don't talk to no man, I'm just kidding. But I did pay my sister tuition. I feel lucky, I should play the lottery. Walking out with it like Sonny Liston. Mama told me I'm her brightest star. Mama told me don't hate on the law. Because everybody got a job. Because everybody won't be a star. Please believe every motherfucker fry, you won't be a pie. She gon' do anything in her power to be with your boy. Pick up the phone, baby. I know you're home, baby. It's lit, I'm in the zone, baby. Straight up. I just put up a fall, baby. Yeah, yeah. Never will I cheat on you. Never will I keep it greasy. Blowing a bag on you. Do all of that for no reason. I'ma pull up in Mer 2. Hitting the block and I'm bleeding. Throwing that rollie on you. I like the way you be breathing.
Pick up the phone, McCullough cooking, baby, I'm alone. I thought I was right, then I had the man up, I was wrong. I hate when we fight, she in love with the pipe. I draped her up in ice, I put my phone on ice. Birds in the trap, sing by McKnight. The incomplete, please don't take my life. Dream with Celine, so I bought it twice. Young nigga, make it right back tonight. So cute and your ounce is nice. Drinking the phone and I'm shooting dice. Wrist pulling back, Klondike. And I'm loving all races. Hell nah, don't discriminate. Drinking on clean, sanitized. After sheets with the frog eyes. He'll forever call your phone, baby. Better believe it's only one time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Never will I keep it greasy. Blowing a bag on you. Do all of that for no reason. I'ma pull up in Mer 2. Hitting the block and I'm bleeding. Throwing that rollie on you. I like the way it be breathing.
Work the dashboard. so now I wanna see that ass more.
Okay, that was I'm Not Ready by Yeek, and previously we played Pick Up the Phone by Young Thug featuring Travis Scott and Falling for You by Weezer. So the first two picks were Varun's choice, and I'm really curious to know, Varun, your reasoning behind juxtaposing those two songs together.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be cool to, you know, have the dichotomy of, you know, a nerd rock, a very, like, self-loathing love song by Weezer, and a more hedonistic hip-hop song. You know, that was released a lot more recently. And I mean, because the same feelings can kind of be communicated in wildly different genres.
Does that speak to your internal monologue a lot?
It definitely does, yeah. I do relate to Falling for You a lot in that it's easy to be overattached when you kind of find someone and you either want to lock them down even though you know they're not that good for you because you're scared you're never going to find someone else. And I have those feelings even though it could not be justified sometimes, but, you know.
Yeah, that's very real.
It is very real, yeah.
Have to let go of that scarcity mindset and embrace the abundance mindset.
It's hard, I'm trying, yeah.
No, I believe in you. You can do it.
Yeah. Upward trend.
Exactly. All right, next we have a song that I think also kind of plays into maybe those feelings of putting all your eggs in one basket, but I really enjoy it, and I think it's a very sweet beginning love song when things feel very hopeful. So here we are.
I fell to keep living. Oh, and the reason, dear, is you. I've found a reason to keep singing. Oh, and the reason, dear, is you. Oh, I do believe. Don't like things you leave for some place you've never gone down life's lonely highways, hand in hand with myself, and I realize how many paths have crossed between us.
I do believe you are what you perceive. What comes is better than what came.
Yeah.
Radiohead, and previously we played I Found a Reason by the Velvet Underground, and yeah, that was it for that set. Wow, what a great song by Radiohead. Truly,
yeah. You should do yourself a favor and listen to it with a nice pair of headphones. You know, Tom's voice just really it hits the spot, I'm telling you.
I have to agree with that. Before we talk about the next selection of songs, Varun, would you like to do a PSA?
For sure. It's about 11:31. Time for a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, some numbers to think about. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all. And another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day.
That's crazy.
It truly is wild, yeah. I mean, we're not even the worst country, though, so it's all right.
You gotta be careful about that. Lots of crazy things going on these days.
Yeah.
Drive you to drink, gotta stay away.
Yeah. Many more beautiful things in life, too.
True.
To cope, I guess.
Is music one of those things for you?
Music is definitely, I think, the main thing I use to kind of get through everything, I feel like. There's a song for every emotion, every feeling, every stage of life. So, yeah.
Very true. And why do you think that nude relates to the whole idea of, like, being in a new relationship or being in new love?
I guess with the song title, Nude, it's kind of how vulnerable you are when you're kind of falling for someone. You know, you're naked, exposing things that are very personal to you. And the song is kind of is depressing because it's like some of the lyrics, it's kind of like you reach something you want and then it kind of goes away. It's like, don't get any big ideas, they're not going to happen. You don't want to fantasize too much about what could happen in a kind of a new relationship with someone. And I mean, it's a song to kind of keep yourself grounded, I feel. I mean, it has a lot of interpretations, but yeah, that's how I feel about it, personally.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So what's the story between, you know, the first three songs you chose, Ashley?
I think, okay, Chateau Lobby is definitely like an innocent love, and I think that is like very special to me when you first like kind of have a crush on someone and it feels like everything is possible, or a lot of things are like very hopeful. And I think the beautiful thing about Father John Misty's artistry is that all his songs are about his wife, so it's insane that like a single person could inspire so much amazing art. And I think I'm Not Ready is exactly how it sounds. It's kind of like that fearfulness when you're approaching something new because maybe you have a history or just you know things don't always work out the way that you want them to. So it's like kind of being a little bit hesitant. And then I think I Found a Reason is definitely a lot more like full force idealizing someone, and it's not always the healthiest, but you can't really control your feelings all the time, and I think it's kind of a disservice to yourself to repress them. So
fully agree. Yeah.
Sorry, what were you gonna say?
No, it's fine. I'll get back to it.
No, you should say it.
I don't know, you know, the emotions you feel, they're a roller coaster, and to get to the highest highs, you know, you gotta truly embrace them. And you might hit the lowest lows later, but it's all worth it in the end, in my opinion.
Those were some wise words. Some wise words. We can talk more about Varun in the next set, but damn. Okay. Up next, we have Till I Run With You by The Lovin' Spoonful. My friend Annika showed me this song, actually, so thank you, Annika, for always bringing me amazing music.
Some things to do.
Story, just like it.
what you want, baby, honey, and tell me what you want. I can get for you, baby, if you tell me what you want.
Okay, that was Baby or BBY by Blade.
Either one works.
And previously was Love Story featuring Echo 2K, also by Blade. And before that was Till I Run With You by The Lovin' Spoonful. So we have a big Blade fan on our hands.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about this?
Sure. Yeah, I found him in middle school, you know, when I was in a emotionally vulnerable time, I guess. And one of his albums spoke to me. And now I find it a little corny, as like most people like who think about their music school or middle school taste. But yeah, I mean, he's a special artist to me. He's always evolved and he's making more poppy stuff now, which I honestly love. Love Story and Baby, both very kind of upbeat. I think like, and the instrumentation is kind of very, it's in the end of Love Story, there's like kind of church bells and it kind of gives like a spiritual religious vibe to the song and how love, you know, it is a very sacred thing that is experienced. And then with Baby, I think the lyrics they're a lot more fun. It's kind of like having to impress someone, you know, I'll be funny, I'll be flirty, I'll be shy, you know. And in these new relationships, you kind of have to do all you can to impress the other person. But what matters is to kind of not let that flame die. And you can't get too comfortable, you know. Mm-hmm. You always got to stay on top of your game, I feel like. But yeah. And I think one thing that was funny is the how Till I Run With You is, you know, over 50 years old. And then now we got the 2020s bangers by Blade. Like the contrast.
Yeah, love never ends. It's always starting. At every twist and turn, no matter what time or place you're at. So that's a pretty beautiful thing.
No, it's true, yeah. I think it's the most prevalent topic in music by far.
Yeah.
And for good reason. You know, every oldie I listen to is about love.
No, that's actually so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, why? I mean, obviously, it just, like, drives you to such strong emotions. But I think it doesn't always have to be about another person, and I think the next song that we're going to play really shows that. You can be discovering a new love within yourself, you know, figuring out how to take care of yourself or a new place. And next one, our girl Rena, love
Let's
her
go.
Very much. So up next is Tokyo Love Hotel by Rena Sawayama.
You got that something that everyone wants. You got that. could say that hasn't already been said. You got that neon eyes, golden guy, falling for a stereotype. Has it all gone to your head? 'Cause they don't know you like I know you. No, they don't. Use you for one night and then away they go. All that I love for you is simply just for show. I guess this is just another song about Tokyo. I don't wanna check it.
Okay, that was Love Affair by Umi, and before that we played Tokyo Love Hotel by Rina Sawayama. So we're going to round out this segment of Time Warp with another few songs, but actually we will be on air for another hour between 12 to 1, so stay tuned for our next theme. Vroon, do you have any last words to say about love?
I have a question for you. You know... Why doesn't Rina Sawayama want to check into the Tokyo Love Hotel?
Because she wants it all to herself.
Can you elaborate further on what that song expresses?
In some ways, well, I think it's like a love letter to a city, right?
Because
it's like she feels this like kinship or, I don't know, like ownership over it because she has so many like memories associated with it, and it feels like a lot of other people are trying to like,
you know, like
explore. She's
like culture vultures.
Tokyo. Yeah.
Culture vultures, yeah.
Gatekeeping Tokyo, but in a hashtag real way.
in a real way, yeah. No, I feel that.
And I think I don't know that I could have such a strong connection to a place like that because I don't think I've been from anywhere as cool as Tokyo.
Yeah.
Although I guess our Bridgewater ties run deep.
No, I mean, as we grow older, I feel like we do grow more appreciative of our time in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
Yeah, the place that we grew up.
You're in Martinsville, but where were you?
Damn, we're really just spitting our hometown information on the
Public. What do they get? We're doxing ourselves on radio.
Anyways, I guess I also really want to add here that Varun was the homecoming king of our high school senior class, which is very exciting. We have a homecoming king on our hands, royalty.
This really did happen.
Fortunately. Do you want to tell this? Unfortunately.
I said fortunately.
Oh,
yes.
Fortunately.
It's a funny story. I was in a study hall, and my friend Sid, he was like, "Yo, let's vote, you know, Varun onto homecoming court, you know, just for the memes, you know." And then I got onto the court, and I was like, why not take it all the way home? And so I did some campaigning on Instagram. And then, like, the day of the voting, it was, like, there was, like, kind of a fiasco in that. So we were voting throughout the day during school, and apparently the Wi-Fi was, like, spotty. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that may have been a reason, but our Principal Azel, sent out an email after school that, oh, you know, the homecoming king, or homecoming voting has been kind of, like, tampered with.
What?
In some way. I have no idea why, literally. And so the votes had to be recounted, and so everyone had to vote again. And I guess, I don't know, the people supporting me pulled through, you know, in the recount, and I guess I won based off that. But I had a feeling that I didn't win before that, so there may have been some, you know, funny business going on.
I think you're really selling yourself short, and the good people of Bridgewater, New Jersey, who are pulling together to support
you. I understand that they pulled together to support me, but you know, the recount is still like a weird thing. Like,
I think
why did that happen?
Okay, I definitely voted for you the first time, but I forget the email that they said. I don't know if I voted the second time, so I'm very sorry about that. But you know,
hurts to hear that.
No, but
it's okay though.
I was in the first one, so I have a feeling, you know, you would have won either way.
Yeah, your vote was the one that pushed
it over. My singular vote.
No, yes, Ashley. So powerful.
Yeah. So, anyways, the last two songs we have before we round out this theme are going to be Home by Edward Sharpe and True Love Waits live in Oslo by Radiohead. And this is Ashley.
And Varun.
And you are listening to Time Warp on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Something I never told you about that.